You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll hear about an effort to bring a historic airplane back home to Wisconsin.
First, Governor Walker proposed a new self-insurance plan for state workers earlier this year. Under a self-insurance system, the state would no longer be purchasing insurance from 18 HMOs. Instead, it would contract 6 insurance companies to administer the program, while the state would assume the risks currently handled by private insurers.
Walker said the self-insurance plan would save Wisconsin money, but it came under harsh criticism from the State Budget Committee yesterday. David Wahlberg covered the talks on the state capitol yesterday and joins us now. He's a health reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. David, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be here.
What were the biggest concerns raised by the Budget Committee when it comes to self-insurance?
Well, there were several things that they talked about. One is about whether self-insurance would actually save the state $60 million over the coming 2 years, which has been questioned for quite a long time. And there's different consultant figures that have come out saying that this move may save money or it could potentially cost money. So that was sort of a renewed visit to that issue. But then a couple of other things came up. One is a question of whether local governments, which some local governments and school districts are part of the state worker health plan today, and there was a question of whether that could still happen under self-insurance. And then there was also some questions about whether benefits might change.
Give us some self-insurance 101. If this switch were to be made, what would it mean for how the state provides health coverage for employees?
Sure. So currently the state, for the roughly 250,000 state workers and some of these local workers and their family members, the state pays premiums to 18 different health plans, 17 of which are fully insured health plans. Basically the health insurance companies take on the risk for claims. Under self-insurance, the state would pay for these things directly, though the state would hire 6 vendors to sort of administer the program. But the state would be on the hook for large claims, for example, organ transplants or premature babies or things like that that can be really expensive.
And what's the case to be made that this would save money? What are we hearing from Governor Walker and his administration?
Well, and this came out in a little bit more detail with the Joint Finance Committee. So it's sort of two ways. One is basically the administrative costs you save on not giving the health insurance companies that money to accept the risk and sort of run the program. And so the state might save some money that way. And then the other way is by sort of reducing the number of insurance companies that are involved, so going from 18 to about 6. But what became more clear yesterday, though it had been talked about before, is that the state really plans to reduce that insurance company number from 18 to 6, whether or not the self-insurance part of it happens.
Right. That was news to me. I hadn't caught that part of this plan. So even without self-insurance, they're planning to cut down the number of insurers.
They are. And they basically said roughly 2/3 of the savings comes from that. So, more than half of the savings could be achieved without going to self-insurance.
How would all of this affect the coverage that state workers get? Would they notice a big change?
Well, that's a big question. The Department of Employee Trust Funds is saying no, they wouldn't. That's 98% of providers, meaning doctors and clinics, that are currently in the program would remain. So just a few would be gone. It came out yesterday that there's a slightly larger percentage of patients that would have to shift doctors. I think they said it was closer to 4%. And in terms of whether the state might reduce benefits or increase copays or things. As I've said before, that can happen whether or not it's under self-insurance. That could happen today. That could have happened. That did happen a couple of years ago. And so that could happen next year, regardless of what happens with self-insurance.
Talking to David Wahlberg, health reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at self-insurance. It's the way the state would cover state employees for health care in the governor's budget. It's up before the legislature now, went before the Joint Finance Committee for some early questions anyway. David Wahlberg from the Wisconsin State Journal covering this issue. David, that idea of cost and risk, was risk a concern for members of the legislature talking about this?
Yeah, that was a big theme that came up yesterday. So as I mentioned, you know, the state would take on the risk under self-insurance if there are big claims, unexpected big claims in a particular year. That might mean the state could have to dive into the reserves and pay that off. And several legislators expressed concern about that. The flip side, of course, is that on other years when there aren't large claims, then the state could make money or save money that they're currently giving to these insurance companies. And in terms of context on that, you know, most large employers of this size do self-insure because the pools are considered large enough that the risk isn't great. Now, a related issue that came up yesterday, as before, is whether the state would want to have sort of a stopgap insurance to prepare for some of these unexpectedly large claims. But that itself is kind of costly, several million dollars a year, and so the consultants were saying it's not really worth it.
And the part of this law that would lower, as you said, the number of insurance providers from 18 to 6, regardless of whether self-insurance happens, was there a reaction to that on Joint Finance?
Well, Representative John Nygren, who's one of the co-chairs of the committee, certainly was not happy about that. Somebody from ETF kind of explained that that could happen regardless of what the Joint Finance Committee decides about self-insurance, meaning that the Group Insurance Board, which oversees state worker benefits, could and indeed plans to do this regionalization of health plans regardless of the self-insurance decision. And so Nygren, you know, said, you know, you're telling us that what we say doesn't matter and that doesn't make us very happy. This is connected to an effort that the legislature made a couple of years ago to have complete oversight over this, any changes to state worker benefits. And Governor Walker vetoed that in his budget, and the Finance Committee ended up getting sort of partial oversight over just the self-insurance portion of this.
And let's look at that local issue you mentioned earlier, the idea that local governments would be caught up in this, and maybe they can't go to self-insurance because of a state attorney general's opinion back in the 1980s.
Right. So there was a ruling back then that basically said the state can't create an obligation on the part of the state to pay the debt of another. So in this case, the other would be local governments or school districts. So that is what the Legislative Council mentioned last week, that this might prevent the local governments who currently participate in the state worker health plan from being able to be self-insured through the plan. And Representative Nygren mentioned something about another ruling coming out soon that might agree with the AG's opinion. I'm not sure what he was referring to. But the Employee Trust Funds administrator there yesterday said that their attorney disagrees that this AG ruling from the 80s was really about a tangential issue and that they believe they could self-insure local governments through the program too. But if for some reason that isn't the case, they said they could just do local governments could remain insured the way they are today with the larger pool of the state workers shifting to self-insurance.
We'll leave it there, David. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
That was David Wahlberg, health reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us to take a look at opposition to Governor Walker's self-insurance proposal for state workers that was at the Capitol yesterday.